PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Kids, listen for the words patience and enthusiastic. Down at the local theme park, eager kids bake in the sweltering heat, waiting to ride the park's newest roller coaster. Doesn't seem worth it to me, but I'm more of a bumper car guy.
Don't worry, Bob. We'll be at the front of the line before you know it. Wait time from this point. If I told you, you'd cry. Huh. Well, that's not really helpful. I know it's hard, but if you have a little patience, the time will fly by faster than you think. All this waiting will be worth it when you finally get to ride the coaster! Of course it'll be good. A lot of people just came off the ride. That means we're closer to the front of the line. Oh, well, I guess we'll just have to have some more patience. Yes, and more lemonade, too. Gotta have more lemonade. What was that?
Woo!
Yeah! What did the whammer win?
This stuffed dough.
A stuffed dough? That's totally whammer! Thank you very much. Wham! Yeah! What's up, little dough? I'm your new whammy. Yeah!
Yikes. You think I should go talk to him? Yeah, sure, you're right. I'll go talk to him. Let me just step out of line here and go talk to him.
You're still standing there.
I know. That's because, I don't know if this is really a Word Girl thing. I mean, the Whammer's not really committing a crime.
He destroyed a game booth.
Well, yes, but not on purpose. His excitement just got the best of him. It's not a crime to be enthusiastic, right? Word Girl doesn't have to do everything, you know. I think if we just have a little patience, this whole situation will work itself out.
A large mouth, bam! Yeah! Whoa! Where'd everybody go?
You're right. I should go talk to him. And it's okay if I lose my turn. I mean, the coaster probably isn't that great anyway.
Wow! That was the most amazing thing I've ever done in my entire life!
Me too. I'm so glad I waited in that really long line for that.
Boy, I sure hope our positive comments don't affect someone's decision to do something right now!
Oh, that helps.
Why don't you just go and leave Bob here to save your place in line?
Great idea!
Hey, I'm not just a handsome voice.
Sure, I'll get you lemonade. Mom said no more donuts! Hey, Whammer, you have to stop destroying the park. You're making it hard for people to enjoy themselves. So just please be a little more careful, and please stop breaking things right now, especially before that line over there moves any further, okay?
Are you whamming to me?
Brother.
Okay, listen. I know you're happy to be at the park, but you have to contain your enthusiasm just a little bit.
But why? Yeah!
Oh, this is going to be tough.
Well, look at what you've done.
Oh, that's not Whammer.
No, it is not Whammer at all.
I'm Whammy.
Does that mean sorry?
It means the Whammer is sorry. Wham!
That Wham mean yes?
Wham?
Okay, I'm just gonna stop asking questions. Just please try to be a little less enthusiastic so everyone can have fun.
Yeah?
Enthusiastic. It means having or showing great excitement and interest, like how excited you were about winning that stuffed dough.
Yeah! Stuffed dough.
Or how enthusiastic those kids are to be riding what Theme Park Rides Weekly calls the best roller coaster What? Right. So just be careful, okay?
The whammer just got a bit carried away. I'll be more wham.
Great, thank you.
Now, the whammer needs to find the bounce house, yeah!
Oh, the bounce house, huh? That could get messy. I don't know if you should go there. Just promise me you won't break anything.
It's a wham, yeah!
I'll take that as a promise. Great, thanks! Yay! We can see the front of the line! We're getting closer! Oh, no. I forgot your lemonade. Sorry. But I did talk to the whammer. He promised to be less enthusiastic, so there shouldn't be any more problems. That might not be the whammer.
Bouncing is totally whammer. Whammer!
My timing is really off today.
The whammer's really enjoying himself.
Well, that's not a crime, is it? And I'm sure some of those people are having fun. That looks like fun, right? Yeah. Yes, you mentioned before you want lemonade. I remember.
Whammer! Oh, whamma-damma-ding-dong!
All right, Whammer, that's enough.
Hey, I was having fun.
You're not helping. So you remember that talk we had earlier about you being less enthusiastic and not hurting anyone?
Wham?
Boy, I am really running out of patience.
The whammer's totally confused by what you just whammed. Yeah.
Having patience means not getting upset when something is taking a very long time. Like, I have to be patient when I'm constantly explaining to you that you should be careful around other people. Or I'd have to be patient to wait in a very long line, which of course is now moving much faster. Well, that's perfect. You have to be careful. You're scaring people.
Yeah. Well.
Yes, just like that. Oh, no! The line is really moving now!
Whoa! Glow necklaces! Those are so wham!
Patience, word girl, patience. Okay, hey, you look hungry. Have you had a hot dog yet?
The whammer has not whammed one yet, no.
Well, you haven't had the whole park experience until you've had the hot dogs. So go order 10 or 20 and sit there and eat them for a few hours, okay?
That sounds pretty whammer to me, yeah!
And remember, don't be so enthusiastic! All right, it's almost our turn. We're finally gonna ride this thing. Let's go! No, no lemonade. You can get lemonade after the ride. I am not going to lose my spot in this line because you can't wait 7 seconds for some lemonade. I do not have the patience to sit through this line again!
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Everything's fine. Just excited to ride the best coaster in the entire world. Man, why is it taking those people so long to ride this thing? Go! There's a girl and a monkey over here who want to have some fun!
Now, just a momentito, Kimosabi. This is so not Whammer.
Hear what? I didn't hear anything.
Listen to me. If the Whammer wants a hot dog, the Whammer will get a hot dog.
I have waited my entire summer to ride this roller coaster, and no one is going to take this away from me.
I guarantee you I will wham down this entire park if I do not get a hot dog. Ride Whammer now.
Oh, he's going to hurt someone, isn't he?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's how it goes. Come on, Bob. Duty calls. Goodbye, old friend. May we meet again someday.
But, sir, we don't make chocolate-covered hot dogs. That's just disgusting.
The Whammer thinks they're delicious!
Hey, we do have chocolate-covered hot dogs. Huh.
The only hot dog you're going to eat anytime soon will be covered in justice. And ketchup. But mostly justice. It's for dramatic effect. It doesn't have to make sense. Whammer, you've gone too far. We're going to stop you once and for all.
Oh, yeah? Well, Let's see if you can stop this.
That's the first time those have ever been knocked over.
Whoever wins again, yeah!
Best ride ever.
Man, he's strong.
Excuse me. Whammer would like to know if you're a really big hot dog or a guy in a hot dog suit.
But he's not that smart. That's it. Come on, Huggy. I have an idea. Oh, Whammer.
Chocolate covered. Oh, well. Hey. It's hard to say. My tummy hurts, and I feel like I might wham. Yeah.
Gotta go.
Well, it looks like things worked out all right for good old Becky Botsford and her hairy monkey friend after all. It just goes to show you, a little patience always pays off. Tune in next time for another enthusiastic adventure of Word Girl and the Scared Little Monkey.
I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is stench. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily.
A stench is a dangerous gas, like they showed in the clips.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Anyone else? Tommy.
Clearly a stench is a sidekick, like Huggy. Huggy is a stench.
I'm sorry, that too is incorrect. Yes, Phil.
I know the definition of stench.
That's great. What is it?
A stench is a strong and disgusting smell, like rotten eggs, or garbage, or my baby brother's diapers. P.U.
That is correct, Phil. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl huge gigantic fan. Perfect to blow away even the worst of stenches. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Psst, listen for the words stupendous and edible.
Just another stupendous day in the city, and Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, is pumping himself up for another day of villainous daredevilness.
I am the most evil of all the villains, so I guess that makes me the, I'm not sure.
The evilest?
Yes, the evilest. I guess I'm the evilest sandwich-making guy. Yeah, that's right. Why am I the evilest, you ask? Okay, I'll tell you. Because I will stop at nothing to convince everyone that I am the greatest sandwich maker in the world. Or the country. Or at least the city, right? And I must be careful not to get caught by that tricky Word Girl. So I will lurk in the shadows. I lurk. I lurk like crazy.
Chucky Boo! Mommy needs a favor!
Ma, I'm lurk. I mean, I'm working down here.
But there's nothing edible in this whole house. Go get your mother something to eat.
When I'm finished here, where was I? Oh, yes, I was lurking in the shadows. Maybe I should wear a cape.
Chucky, I'm hungry!
I'll be right there. I wonder if they come in sizes, though.
Chucky!
Coming, Ma!
Later, at Edible Edible's sandwich shop...
You call what you make here sandwiches? You afraid to answer me?
Well, a little. This is my first robbery. But please continue, I'm listening.
I could make better sandwiches with both my hands tied behind my back. Well, I might need my hands to make the sandwiches.
Give it up, Chuck!
Oh, thank you, word girl.
You're welcome, sandwich shop boss.
Oh, sweetheart, call me Reuben.
Reuben. You're welcome, Reuben.
You can't stop me, word girl.
Oh, yeah? Watch me.
You wouldn't. No! No sandwich, not even these horrible ones, should touch the floor.
Word girl, my name's Reuben Grinder and I own this place. And I want to say thank you. Here's a coupon for a free drink when you buy a combo meal.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, sure.
Now, come on, Chuck. There's a jail cell downtown with your name on it.
Really? I must be pretty dangerous. I hope they spelled it right.
Excuse me, Mr. Evil Sandwich Making Guy?
Just Chuck.
Okay, well, I found myself staring at that gorgeous face of yours thinking, it's a shame you're so evil, because your sandwich-shaped face could sell a lot of sandwiches. It's an advertising goldmine.
Hey, yeah. Chuck would make a great spokesperson for your store.
He sure would.
Hey, I have a stupendous idea.
Word girl, if you have a stupid idea, why would we want to hear it?
No, not a stupid idea, a stupendous idea. See, stupendous means something that's huge and exciting and marvelous, like my stupendous idea, which is, if I promise to watch Chuck and make sure he behaves, would you let him be your spokesperson?
I don't know. He did try to rob me, and he insulted my sandwich making. But that sandwich-shaped face, it looks edible.
And it would really boost sales.
What the heck? I'll hire him.
Congratulations, Chuck. You're the new spokesperson for Edible Edibles.
Well, it sounds a little too much like a job to me.
A job could be the thing that puts you on the straight and narrow. Well, just think of it like community service.
I don't think so.
And if you refuse, I'm taking you to jail.
When you put it that way, this job could be my chance to show the world my sandwich-making skills. I'll be your new sandwich maker.
Sandwich making? No, absolutely not. With that face, you were born to sell sandwiches. Now, go stand outside the shop and point people in the right direction.
Oh, darn this gorgeous face of mine.
We love you, Chuck!
Chuck, you're awesome!
Follow me, Chuck. Hey, you okay, Chuck?
I don't know about this job.
Oh, come on. You should be happy. You're always talking about how you want people to notice you.
Yeah, but I want to be known for my sandwich-making skills, not for my stunning good looks.
It's still better than being in jail, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it?
Later at Edible Edibles, Reuben Grinder is up to his elbows in finger sandwiches.
Oh, Chuck, I need your help. I have to make hundreds of sandwiches for the Fancy People's annual awards dinner.
I finally get to make sandwiches. Yes!
Hey, I'll be at that Fancy People's annual awards dinner. They're giving me an award. In fact, I need to get ready. Hey, Chuck, if I leave, will you behave yourself?
Of course. What could go wrong? I'll be doing what I love. Making sandwiches.
Yeah, don't worry, word girl. He'll be fine here with me.
Oh, all right. I guess it'll be okay. Come on, Captain Huggy Face. I have to go practice my speech.
This is gonna be great. Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, actually making sandwiches. Who would have ever believed it?
Okay, Chuck, put on this apron.
An apron?
Yeah, put it on and I'll show you how to make a sandwich.
Show me how to make a sandwich? Do you have any idea who you're talking to? I am an artiste. I do things my way, and I don't do aprons.
Listen, I don't have time to argue. If you don't want to wear the apron, then don't wear it. Now, help me make more of these tiny, teeny sandwiches.
But those sandwiches, they're so small.
They're supposed to be that size.
What? Come on, let's make big sandwiches.
Oh, no, nothing offends the fancy more than a big sandwich.
But?
But no buts, and no crusts either.
No crusts? Reuben?
Please, it's Mr. Grinder.
Right. I can't make these teeny things. They don't even look edible. Let me show those fancy people what a real sandwich is.
Chuck, make the sandwiches the way I ask you to. That is an order.
No, I refuse. If I don't make the sandwiches, are you going to fire me?
Oh, goodness, no. I've never fired anyone. I hate confrontation.
Good, because I quit. I don't need you. I'm Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy. Not Chuck, the teeny sandwich-making and promoting guy. I'm off to lurk in the shadows. Darn, I really do need to get a cape.
It would help.
Meanwhile, at the annual Fancy People's Awards dinner...
Stupendous. I haven't seen sandwiches this tiny since I was a lad in short pants. You should have seen my wonderful little legs.
Yum! What a stupendously edible treat!
Why do you call them edible?
Because they're okay to be eaten. That is the definition of edible. Correct word, girl?
Yes, you're right. Edible can be used to describe anything that's okay to eat. Why, I'd love to share an edible treat with you right now, but I have to practice my speech. That's a usage of the word edible.
What a delight.
I'd like to thank all the fancy people who voted for me.
Excuse me, everyone. Attention. Let's salute the gentleman who brought us these tiny treats.
Oh, no, it's nothing.
Attention, fancy people. You and Reuben Grinder don't know anything about sandwiches. They're supposed to be stupendous works of art loaded with condiments.
Ew.
Oh, no.
Don't you see?
Oh, dreadful.
Oh, my. Why, this whole time we've been part of a giant open-faced sandwich!
Gotcha.
Oh, dear, I'm up to my sock garters in mayonnaise.
Your love of tiny sandwiches is a crime against sandwiches and sandwich makers, and I'm the best darn sandwich maker in the world, or at least in the city. No, I'm sticking to in the world. Is that okay with everyone?
Not with me, Chuck.
Hi, word girl. I quit my job, you know.
Yeah, I kind of figured that when you broke in here and covered everyone in mayonnaise. Why did you quit?
I'm an artiste. I can't be told what to do.
But sometimes artistes have to compromise.
Not sandwich artistes.
This is really embarrassing, Chuck. I'm supposed to be responsible for you, and you crash a party where I'm getting an award.
I'm sorry. I guess I didn't think about your award.
So why don't you leave now, and we'll forget this whole thing ever happened, okay?
Sure. Are you crazy? Do you know how hard it is to change a floor into a giant piece of bread?
You people don't know sandwiches, but maybe if you spend some time being one, you'll know what a real sandwich is.
For the love of all things fancy, the upper crust is going to crush the upper crust.
The fancy people are in quite a pickle. Oh, the humanity.
Chuck, you've made your point. Please stop it now.
Are you kidding? I'm about to make sandwich history.
Then I'm about to rewrite your sandwich history.
Oh, thanks to Word Girl, we don't have to experience the horror of being a stupendously large sandwich.
Oh, and the tiny sandwiches are saved.
I really thought I'd helped you find the path to the straight and narrow.
You can't change me, Word Girl. It will be only a matter of time before I'll be back lurking in the shadows. I really need to get a cape.
Mess. I hope you brought your appetite.
Another stupendous job by Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face. And please, for all your edible needs, go to Edible Edibles and stop by and say hello to the new spokesperson, yours truly. Tune in next time for another stupendous adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of
May I Have a Word?
Our our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word stench. Ready to play the bonus round?
I guess so.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for stench. Any guesses, Phil?
TJ is definitely running from a skunk, and skunks are known for their stench, so number three.
That's correct, Phil. You're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. A year's supply of stench be gone perfume. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girls Word Power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is creme brulee. I like that word because it sounds really fancy and I just love saying it. I've never tried it before, but I'm sure it tastes really good. Creme brulee. Creme brulee.
My favorite word is fabulous because that's what I am. I'm pretty. I have good grades. My friends tell me I'm fabulous. My teachers and my parents are like the number one people that tell me that I'm fabulous.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what lackadaisical means. That's right. Lackadaisical means to feel bored, like you don't care about something. Congratulations, Huggy. Lackadaisical.